This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. While many have been grumbling about this harsh winter just past, New England's ski areas had a fine season. Some, in fact, are still open. To get some perspective on how the season has been economically, Carl Stone, Marketing Director for Ski New Hampshire, joins us. Good morning, Carl.
Morning, Rick.
Carl, how has the season of 2013-2014 stacked up so far?
At this point, looking at just numbers from a handful of ski areas, it's looking really good. Last year was our fifth best winter on record, and this winter we're tracking relatively even with that. So I think we're going to see successful numbers when we tally them up.
In terms of raw numbers, New Hampshire has seen a record number of visitors on the slopes. That's good news for resorts, of course. But what does that mean in terms of revenue for the state and local businesses?
Yeah, it really is beneficial beyond the ski areas themselves. Last year we conducted an economic impact study, and that was the fifth best winter on record. Numbers came in at $1.1 billion of total spending throughout the state. And to give people an idea, only $359 million of that number was spent directly at ski areas. So you're seeing lodging and dining properties, tolls, gas, taxes, all those benefits across state during a time where there isn't a lot of tourism, relatively speaking, going on throughout the state.
And how do you gather those numbers?
We work with Plymouth State University. They work on it throughout the year, collecting numbers from all of our ski areas and using other resources they have at the university.
Now, there were many years with below average snowfall, at least in southern regions of New England. Did that have a dramatic effect on the ski industry?
We're relatively fortunate here in New England. The snowmaking infrastructure in this day and age is so strong. It has to be with a competitive environment. So we're going to have snow, but on the slopes itself. But it's really important to have that natural snow to drive people. That's free marketing for our ski areas. And this winter, we were pretty fortunate with that. With a lot of the southern tracking storms, we've seen our southern located ski areas really have a successful winter this year.
But when you do have kind of a year with less natural snowfall, does that have a psychological effect on people? They just don't come?
Absolutely. Within the ski industry, it's known as the backyard effect, and there's just nothing that can replace having snow in people's backyards. It's just a natural motivator to get people excited to come skiing and riding. This year, it might have gone a little bit too far at times and left a bitter taste in people's mouths at times, but it worked out in the end for us, that's for sure.
Now, there was, you know, a time when maybe 10 or 12 years ago where the ski industry was kind of, the numbers were down a little bit. The ski industry wasn't as popular as it was. There was a lot of consolidation going on. Smaller areas were disappearing. Has the ski industry on a whole, has that turned around?
That's an ongoing challenge for the entire ski industry, really. You see different trends with snowboarding coming, revitalizing things, shaped skis, the technology improving. But really, it's growing, but at a very slow pace. It's a challenge that all ski areas in New Hampshire and across the country and world work together on now to really try and introduce people, new people to the sport and get them out there and see what it's all about. Here in New Hampshire, we every year in January do a free Learn to Ski Week, and it's just another way to get people out there and introduce them to the sport.
So many resorts, many mountains are, you know, branching out. They're trying to be four-season resorts now. They're adding zip lines and you know, bike trails and things like that. Has that really helped the ski industry in general in getting attracting people to the mountains year-round?
We hope so. You know, it's really an opportunity to introduce new people to our ski areas, the environment, familiarize them with it so that they may consider joining us during the winter months. So in New Hampshire, that's when the peak of our tourism is. That's when kids are out of school. That's when they're in our backyards driving by our ski area. So it's just a great way to get them on the property, get them on the top of a mountain and see the views that we have here in New Hampshire and realize how beautiful it is and that we have something special going on during the winter months as well.
Carl Stone is Marketing Director for Ski New Hampshire, a trade association of ski areas here in the Granite State. Thanks so much, Carl.
No problem, Rick. Thank you. Have a great day.